is an award-winning realtor born and raised in Kingston with over a decade of experience and 100 five-star reviews. If you want honest advice and results you can trust, choose Kim. Visit kimpurcell.ca today for more information.
On CFRC 101.9 FM, every Friday afternoon from 4 to 6 p.m., you'll hear Finding a Voice. My name is Bruce, host of that poetry-focused spoken word program. On it, you'll hear local readings and events, occasionally telephoned interviews across Canada, and always a touch of music. Again, Finding a Voice, here every Friday from 4 to 6 p.m. Check it out. Hope to catch you there.
Hello, I'm Dion Jones from Alpha, North Wales. You're listening to CFRC Radio in Kingston, Ontario.
Hello, tis I, DJ Tangent. You may know me from episodes of Making Bacon, such as the St. Patrick's Day Special, the Homegrown Live Preview Show, and the Spring Reverb Extravaganza. I have my own show now called Numbers with Wings. Join me, and I will take you on a voyage through garage rock, punk, post-punk, cowpunk, Paisley Underground, and more, all viewed through my, some say, unique perspective. I will be broadcasting live on CFRC 101.9 FM, Sundays from 2 to 3 p.m., and on CFRC.ca a few seconds later, or you can check it out at your leisure.
Hey, music fans, you're listening to me, Charlie Acourt, right here on CFRC 101.9 FM.
Hey, 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 you want to kick the summer heat and get a nice treat? Don't hesitate to make a date to visit Old Farm Fine Foods. Pizza, frittata, sausage rolls, sandwiches, soups, and more are ready and waiting to get in your belly. Plus, you can also buy fresh and frozen food to prepare at home. Pop into the shop Monday through Sunday between 8 to 6 at 204 Berry Street. And don't forget to follow Old Farm Fine Foods on Instagram at Old Farm FF to get the scoop on the latest goodies. Old Farm Fine Foods, comfort food you can count on.
Hey, it's Emily Steele, and you're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM.
Was a big group breakfast like so many others. Had our eggs and we got each other. The merits of towns and good hash browns. Morning winds up while the evening winds down. There's sun in the steam of the coffee cups. It lingers round the table and warms us up. Where will you go next? What do you do? Really nice last night having drinks with you.
Through with this,
with jams and creamers. The booth is tight packed with tight faced beamers. And all of the paths that we will take, we leave the cafe and a breakfast break. You might be nostalgic about this, that's just one small part of bliss. And as you go around life's bend, hope there's always a breakfast as you. I get through with this, I get through with this, I get through with this. Nah, 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 nah.
Yeah. Good morning, everyone. Good morning. Welcome to this Saturday morning. You are listening to CFRC 101.9 FM. I'm DJ Overeasy. This making bacon, did I say that? I don't know. You know, it was quite a week out there. Quite a week. I'm telling you, stuff is moving faster than it ever has. Not because I feel that time is going too quick or too fast. It's just that so much is happening in such a short period of time. Seems like every time I come into the radio station, it was like a month ago. I did miss last week. There was a pre-record. Apologies for that. But here we are. And what a big show today, hopefully. I have so much new music. I have so much local music. I have a special guest coming in, and that's going to be exceptional. I'm going to let you just hang on to that for a bit. I'm going to let that steep for a while so that you get the full essence and the excitement when I talk about who is going to be joining us on Making Bacon. Yeah, it's going to be an epic episode. Yeah. Listen, everyone, I want to, I'm an outsider. I'm from away, Picton, and that's a whole nother world, let me tell you. And, I've been fortunate enough to live the last year downtown here in Kingston. And shortly, I'll be headed out to Portsmouth Village to take up residence there. That's going to be a nice change. I'm looking forward to that. And especially as summer's coming on, it's going to be beautiful. However, I have really enjoyed my time downtown. And it's been very convenient for me to go out and party and meet all of our local musicians and all of this stuff. It's changed my life. It's changed the life of those around me because it's had such a huge impact on my life. But at the same point in time, I've become good friends with many, many people, many musicians. And but I am not really a part of the scene. I am just lucky to be able to dip my toe and dabble in this incredible, incredible community that these Kingston creatives have established here and has been going for decades. And this week, that community was hit pretty hard. There was a loss, Winston. We lost Winston. And personally, had chatted with him, seen him in multiple bands, but I didn't know him personally. And I knew he was a nice guy. But what really happened, what I was fortunate enough to be able to witness and to be able to hold on to as a memory of what an individual like Winston, the impact that they had on their community. Because it has been a week of so much love. There have been so many musicians out. Everybody loved Winston, played with him, so much stuff. Absolutely wonderful to see everyone reflecting and gathering and supporting each other. And I just want to like I said, as a secondary element of this whole community, I want to say to everyone out there, in this creative community, I'm sorry for your loss. It has affected everyone, definitely. But at the same point in time, you guys are incredible. You guys are absolutely amazing, supportive, loving, caring. I've never seen such a thing. I've never seen a response of love and happiness come out of such a tragic loss. And I'm sure Winston would be very pleased to have been a part of this week of memories for him, because it was, like I said, just pure love. And so, so there you go. I've got a ton of music today, so I want to get into a bunch of stuff. I am going to start us off with a song by Veloz André, and it is Revolte, and it's got some four, because I'm not very good with French, I can't tell with the numbers. These millennial creatives put numbers instead of consonants and all this. I think it's Revolte, I don't know. That's my best chance. Anyways, I was talking to this young man last night, and he had come all the way from Montreal to show his gratitude for Winston, who had recorded on a previous album that he had done, and is currently putting out all Francophone music. And so, no better way to be able to... I'm going to play a song called Maison de Verre. I assume the greenhouse. And again, it's got a four in it, but... And yeah, just to show the love and the gratitude that these individuals have. And then we'll get into some more local and stuff. So thank you, everybody. I hope you're having a great start to your Saturday. Thank you for, you know, taking your time to share some of that Saturday morning with me. I feel unworthy, and I appreciate you. You're very cool. And thank you for supporting CFRC. All right. Music. That's what we like. Here we go.
Pris dans l'enfer, dans une maison de guerre. Pris dans l'enfer, dans une...
Sorry about that. Sorry about that. You know how it goes. Good old DJ over easy. Sometimes taking it too easy. So there you go. There you go. You know, they say the French language is romantic and all of that. So there you go. And now you can imagine what it was like, or what it's like to wake up next to a French music. You open your eyes, you roll over, you hear this. There you go. That's the beauty of the French language. All right. So, Brand Spanker, a young individual who was a peer, and I'm sure played many times, jammed many times. Winston is Oscar Evans, our local virtuoso, who just keeps putting out the best stuff. It's a brand spanker. Who's there? It's so great. Love this kid. Enjoy. Thank you, Oscar, for just continuing to share your passion with the rest of us. Here we go. Thank you. Oscar Evans, and a track called Who's There? And that's a new release. Check out all of Oscar's music. You will thank yourself for taking the time. All right, y'all. Make Bacon. This is Make Bacon. I'm DJ Over Easy, and thank you for tuning in. I appreciate your attention and for supporting CFRC. And spring's here. Spring's coming. It's a beauty morning out there. So hope you are just revved up to have a great weekend. A week or so ago, I saw a dream show, an actual dream show of mine. I could not have asked for it. I never would have known. I never would have been able to curate such a perfect show for me if I had curated myself. Anyways, it was a wonderful night. Opener, Emily Steele in the Deal, of course. And then they were followed by no other than a supergroup. And I say that because who was performing that night was Friendly Rich. Now, Friendly Rich has evaded my radar for some reason. And I never thought, never for a moment did I ever think that there was a Canadian equivalent to Ween. But my friends, I have to tell you, Friendly Rich is that very thing. I'm not going to spend a lot of time on it. I'm going to revisit his stuff, I'm sure, multiple times in the future. I am going to play a track for you, though, called, which one is it? I think it's called Killdozer. But backing up Friendly Rich was the Jane Does. And if you don't know the Jane Does, they comprise themselves of so many talented people. But two other lead band performers, Vivian Wilder and Joan Smith, are both in the Jane Does. So they were like three mega bands in one, three awesome bands in one. Emily Steele and Deal opened it up. It was an unbelievable night. So I am going to, for you right now, play you a wide spread of music here that we all got to enjoy at the Toucan that night. So I'm going to start us off with Vivian Wilder and a track called Black Hearts.
No, the music won't be coming back. search the ashes of the taste to restart it. Protection, how the little garden grows.
on this dirt road. Can't see a thing through all your dust. Ooh, yeah. Sun burns my skin now. I no longer care, 'cause I am ruined. Can't cry no more, 'cause I am spent. Dry as I think I'll ever get.
Yeah.
There she is. There they are. Emily Steele and The Deal and a track called Sliver. We started off that set with a brand spanker from Vivian Wilder, beautiful little track called Black Hearts. She has a few new releases out there. Check them out. All very cool stuff. She is very cool. Friendly Rich, Killdozer. Then the hard hitting. Oh, and that Killdozer, I do believe Joan Smith was backup vocals. And then Joan Smith and the Jane Doe's Sunburn. Wow, what a show that was. It gets me all pumped just thinking about it, man. Just thinking about it. Okay. Have seen a bunch of stuff recently. I'm Nolan. Hey, go check out Nolan's website. He's got the coolest merch available there. New album out, Emanate. I picked up a hoodie sweater jacket thingy with a zipper on it. The brown cottage tee or cottage hoodie. So that's pretty cool. So yeah, go check it out. So I'm going to play Nolan and then a song by a friend of his, Chinza in the Eclipse. And then Thursday night, down at the Ale House, they had the Ale Palooza, and the closing band there, Dutch Baby, have put out an EP that they recorded at the Bathhouse. So very cool. I got a track there, and yeah, and then we will see on the flip side as the top of the hour approaches. Thanks for tuning in, everyone. I appreciate you guys. And this is Making Bacon, and this is Nolan Hubbard in Underrated.
This
one of the latest Queens bands tearing up the scene out there, Dutch Baby. Yeah, and they're doing a great job. It was a great show at the Ale House. A lot of great bands. Rev Zed still playing great around town. And yeah, but, you know, they only last another year or so, and then they're all going to be going off in different directions. So it's that ebb and flow of the Kingston student scene that comes and goes. But as I talk about a lot, you know, we have in Kingston here, we're very fortunate to have wonderful, diverse, and very supportive and cool, you know, music scene on our own. And I am lucky enough to be able to bring to you in the new hour here when we I'll play you some promos and that. But do I ever have a special show for you? I have one of the coolest gigs in town joining me here for a chat and some music and that. Clem Chesterfield is going to join us. So you guys hang in here. Last night down at the Toucan, it was the end of an era. Oak Ridge Avenue, who has been playing around town for the last decade, called it quits. So they are... I was talking to Thomas, the guitarist, and they're just growing. They're young guys. They're all going in different directions. They all want to do so much stuff. They're just these, you know, real eager creatives. So yeah, nothing bad. Just life. Just growing up, eh? So I am gonna play. But even though they just had their last show, they just put out a brand new single. So I'm gonna end off the hour with a brand new single, and then, man, oh man. Don't you go anywhere, because do I ever have a fun time for you. All right, everyone. Make bacon. DJ Over Easy. CFRC 101.9. See you on the flip side.
Still makes sense.
would still make sense.